It's Thursday, January 9, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. With only 2 days of blood reserves left, the healthcare system is under significant strain. Ben Nangombe, the Health Ministry's Executive Director, has flagged the impact on state hospital patients requiring transfusions. NAMBTS's Frida Vatilene Asino described the situation as unhealthy, citing a need for immediate donor action to stabilize the dwindling stock levels.
The situation has become a bit better, although we are not at a safe space just yet. What people can do more is just kindly spread the word that the blood transfusion service needs more donations, and if possible, and they meet the criteria to come in and donate themselves. The criteria is that you are between the ages of 16 and 75 years old, that you weigh over 50 kilograms in weight, that you are committed to helping others, and that you lead a generally great and healthy lifestyle.
24 employees of the Merlis Cormorant fishing factory in Walvis Bay were affected by an ammonia leak on Tuesday. According to Merlis Management Chairperson Stanley Katau, the leak originated from a crab vessel docked at a neighboring facility with fumes blown into the factory. Merlis Management has confirmed the incident and stated that investigations are underway.
We obviously will resume as soon as possible with discussions among the two companies to ensure, first of all, that this does not reoccur, but also to ensure that we are going to build mechanisms that will enable us to be able to prevent, and also in case the unavoidable happens, to have faster ways and means of detecting and then dealing with it.
The Good Party in South Africa says the Stilfontein mining crisis in Northwest is a humanitarian disaster requiring urgent government intervention. The party accuses the government of violating constitutional rights by blocking rescue efforts and failing to address the socio-economic issues driving illegal mining. The Good Party's Secretary General Brett Herron warns it may become one of South Africa's worst humanitarian failures.
We call on the Ministers of Mineral Resources and Police to work with teams on the ground to do their ethical and constitutional duty so that people under the ground are no longer forced to choose between starvation and eating the rotting bodies of their dead.
Rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo illicitly exported at least 150 metric tons of coltan to Rwanda last year, resulting in the largest known contamination of the Great Lakes region's mineral supply chain, according to a UN expert, says Reuters. The exports began after the M23 movement, a Tutsi-led group allegedly supported by Rwanda, took control of the Rubaya area, a key source of minerals used in electronics following heavy fighting in April. The UK Parliament will vote on whether to launch an inquiry into grooming gangs. Leader of the opposition Conservative Party, Kemi Badenoch, said there was still work to be done to uncover the full extent of historical child sexual exploitation, as Stuart Smith reports.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a further inquiry into the grooming gang scandal would only delay justice for the victims, claiming results would only come in 2031. It relates to a decade-old scandal of systemic sexual abuse, with predominantly British-Pakistani men assaulting and raping hundreds of girls. The Conservative Party was in power at the time, but now it's calling for an inquiry, something opposition parties have criticised as hypocritical. But it now says the public want answers on the grooming gangs and will be wary of a cover-up. Additional pressure has come from owner of the X social media platform and world's richest man, Elon Musk, who continued his public criticism of the British government on Wednesday. Stuart Smith, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.